Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back with Susanna Meadows, author of The Other Side of Impossible. She's written a book about dealing with health in families and all the things that come down the pipe with that. And we were talking about her son, but she also wrote about seven other families in the book. Can you share a bit about some of those families and what they went through and where they found hope when they couldn't find any through the medical health system?
Yeah, I would love to. One of the stories that really blew me away, as they all did, was a story about a doctor in Iowa who was struggling with multiple sclerosis, and she was at a point where it was progressing, and there was nothing more that medicine could offer her. She had tried all the medications, but it had gotten to a point where she was just going downhill, and she was using a wheelchair, and she thought, like I had with my son, I've got to do something. I need to live my life. And what was so incredible about her was that here she is, you know, people at her stage of the disease do not come back. And yet she thought she might be able to figure out a solution. So she read through all the medical literature. She put together just sort of an idea, sort of hypothesis about how she might be able to help herself again by changing diet. She started eating 12 cups a day of fruits and vegetables with the idea that the antioxidants might have an effect on her cells. Mm-hmm. And within the year, she was riding a bike.
Wow.
And I remember hearing about her and thinking, first of all, how has no one told this woman's story? And I've got to meet her. And I flew out to Iowa to spend some time with her and her family. I mean, she was just, what blows me away about her was just the hope that she had. I mean, she really had no business having hope. And yet she did, and she succeeded. And I was so interested in what came out of her story and about the other stories I tell was this idea that you can have hope even when no one else has gone before you, no one else has succeeded before you. And I wanted to understand how do you have hope without a single example? Mm-hmm. And so that was that's a question that I address in the book. And I look at sort of where that comes from and how you can have it. I mean, there's another family I write about. There's a boy who was dealing with 26 life-threatening food allergies. And as you know, there's nothing your doctor can do for you if you have food allergies. She can tell you to stay away from the food, but that's it. And but this mother said, that's not good enough. That's not good enough for him. And so she ended up moving with her two other children across the country. They're living in Colorado. They moved across the country to work with a woman who had no medical background but had developed this therapy for children with food allergies. Therapy was very new. There was some anecdotal evidence that it had worked, but nothing beyond that. But they thought, you know what? He's at risk just being in the world. We need to try this. And So he underwent this therapy that in part is based on cognitive behavioral therapy. It's fascinating. And the woman, whose name is Amy Terringer, works with these children to overcome their fear of the food. And she's had so much anecdotal success by now. I mean, this was years. It was 7 years ago that the family underwent the therapy, or the child underwent the therapy. But she's had so much success since then. In fact, I spoke to the parents of 100 children who'd been through the process,
wow,
who before had severe food allergies and afterward had been able to eat everything. In fact, Boston Children's has taken notice and is now undergoing a study of this therapy in the hope that they can prove that it works and then reach more people with it. So it's a really exciting, if it all pans out, it's very exciting news.
Very exciting.
Particularly for a community that really, you know, has not had a lot of luck.
And what other complementary medicines did you stumble upon or other families stumble upon when they couldn't go any further with their medical challenges?
Well, one of the themes, as I've already mentioned before, is this idea that that we are learning, you know, sort of every day it seems there's a new study that shows that if you have a compromised gut bacteria population, it's related to all different kinds of diseases, including autism, including multiple sclerosis and arthritis. And one of the things that we have learned is that this population thrives off of dietary fiber. Uh-huh. And so when we are eating a diet, typical American diet, with that's refined sugar and flour and all that, those foods are digested before they can reach the bacteria in the large intestine. And so as two microbiologists who have a lab at Stanford described it to me, they said, what's happening is that there's just a mass die-off. We are, the bacteria that live in our guts are not being fed. It's a kind of simple system, and they're dying off. And these bacteria are intricately involved in our immune systems, in our entire body systems, but they are major players in our immune systems. And so that's the thinking is that is the reason that autoimmune diseases are associated with a sort of unbalanced or less populous population in our guts. Mm-hmm. And so eating fiber was a big takeaway for me, that sort of lesson of eating a variety of whole foods, fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, seeds, those kinds of things, is we know enough at this point to know that that is critical.
And so if we overstep that and go to high-powered medicine, we haven't dealt with the core problem.
Exactly. I mean, you hit, it's a very important point, which is a lot of our medicine treats symptoms, and we are not getting to what is causing the disease. And so, you know, in the case of my son, he was taking high-powered immune suppressants that were, you know, working on his immune system to sort of quiet it down, to keep it from being overactive, but that wasn't getting to the underlying issue. So it's if we can fight these diseases with what we eat, it's a pretty, I think, thrilling prospect if we can actually find an answer.
Susanna, your book it's amazing. It's very insightful and compassionate, and it gives people the opportunity to keep asking and keep looking for ways to heal. Is there any website or anywhere that people can find your book other than just the local bookstore?
Well, sure, they can find it on Amazon. They can find it. They can go to my website, and I have various places they can order it from, SusannaMeadows.com. And I would just say that, you know, the main thing that I learned is you have a choice to keep going when others say that you can't. And so I hope that people can learn from that.
That's wonderful. So Ordinary People Who Face Daunting Medical Challenges and Refuse to Give Up, a great book, The Other Side of Impossible, from Susanna Meadows. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
I would just like to thank Alan Wishart for producing the show today, and we'd like to thank all the radio stations across Canada that carried our show, and just like to wish everybody a happy and healthy day.